Hey, Rabbi Yisai. We're up to Simon Tofresh Zayin, and we're up to Siv Dalet. Avoinot sheizvade alem b'yom ha-kippurim sho'ova. Averus that a person has done vidui, has done tshuva on previous Yom Kippur, v'lo shino aleihem, and he has not done the averus again. Afilu hochi, nevertheless, yochoil lachzu velizvado is aleim. We can still go back and do video on those averes again. Meaning that although you have a Yom Kippur passed, and a person has done tshuva about it, and he's done a video on it, nevertheless, you can next year again do video on those averes. Mishnah Berurah explains in Seif Kot Yud Gimel the following. Afilu hochi yochoil. Even if it's ben adam lechaveroi, gonav vegozal, you've stolen vechadom, anything similar to that. Afal pishemochaloi, although you've been moichel already for that. You said it's fine, don't worry about it, it's okay. Nevertheless, veishav loizakzelo, and he's returned the stolen item. He's returned it. Mikol mokum, nevertheless, misvadi biyom kapurim leolam. You can still do video on this. The mikol mokim, because nevertheless ben adam lemokim choto. As far as ben adam lemokim is concerned, it's that you have done an avera and you can do still you can still do a tshuva for that avera as well. So really, there's two elements of in this Mishnah Berurah over here. One element of it is the fact that what the Shulchan Aruch teaches us that you can always still do tshuva on avera you have done, even if it was 12 years ago when you did that avera. Last time you spoke, Lashon Hara, was 12 years ago. You can still do tshuva ongoing. Every Yom Kippur, you can still think about it and do tshuva. That's point number one. Point number two is that even if it's been adam lechaveroi, so, you know, I damaged once your property, I damaged your car, but I've sorted it out, I paid you for it, and you've said it's fine, don't worry about it, it's sorted, it's okay. Nevertheless, as far as Ben Adam Lemokim is concerned, as far as between him and the Ribbono Shel Olam is concerned, there is still room for asking for Mechila on a constant basis, and therefore that's you can do that. In Sifkot Yud Dalet, Mishnah Berurah adds an additional chiddush. Lachzor velizvados. The Mishnah Berurah explains of the Gemara Kama Harei Ze Meshubach. Not only that it is that you can do tshuva on avera that you have done, but not only that, but the Mishnah Berurah teaches over here that it's meshubach, it's appropriate, it's the right thing to do. Mishum shenema, as it says in the pasuk, v'chotosi negdi somid. V'chotosi, my sin is opposite me, tomid, constantly. I have a shtickel le'ha'or over here, and I'm not sure what the answer is. Mishnah Berurah is teaching us over here that even ben adam lechaveroi, there is still room for asking, for doing tshuva, and for asking for kapora. Why? Because of the sin which has been adam le mokim. Meaning, there's always two averes. When you hurt somebody's feeling, when you offend somebody, there's always two averes. One is between you and me, but there's also an avere between him and Ribbono Shel Olam. There's always two parts. But my question is as follows. I understand that ben adam le mokim, I have to do constantly, every future years, it's appropriate to the tshuva. But as far as ben adam le chavero is concerned, what's the halacha then? So let's say I hurt you 2 years ago, and you've said, I'm oichel you, it's fine, you know, it's okay, it's forgotten. If I haven't forgotten it, I hurt you. If I haven't forgotten that 2 years ago, I damaged your car, I've paid for it, but if I haven't forgotten you that, you know what, I really offended you 2 years ago. I've really hurt you. I've really, really caused agony to someone. If I haven't forgotten that, and you have said, you've been oichel when it happened, you've said it's fine, is there for me still room to go up to the individual, so the person that I hurt, is there still room for that to ask for mechila from that again on Yom Kippur again? What do you think? According to Mishnah Berurah, there isn't. Right. Because Mishnah Berurah says that there is just, although you should go future years and do mechila again, but that's only between you and Ben Adam Lemokim. And not Ben Adam Lechaveroi. What do you think, Ms. Svora? What do you think? Is that, what do you think? What do you think?
Can't imagine it's us to ask again. Can't imagine there's any issa. It's just there's no toilas in most cases.
Right. Maybe there's no toilas.
If it bothers you, then there might be no toilas.
Yeah.
Even if the enemy's forgotten about it, you still need to get it off your chest.
Yeah. Yeah, I must tell you, I know someone, and the reason why I'm asking this question is I know someone that has nothing to do with me. It's a person who had a disagreement with an employee, and they couldn't, it was quite a tense period of time, and it was quite uncomfortable for both of them, and it was and eventually one of them left, the employee left, and he went elsewhere, and the employer still keeps going, and it's like years since this incident happened, it's years, but he still, every single Erev Yom Kippur, this individual still asks for mechila from that individual person. He tells him, it's fine, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. So it's fine. I wish you ksiv v'chsim
etoiva. Every year, it's like it's losing its purity. You understand?
Yeah. I still feel that it's an amazing act. It's an amazing act that he's just not forgetting a tension that he has caused or an aver that he has done. That he's not forgetting it. I think it's a beautiful. Maybe. Yeah. I still think it's. But I'm just seeing, as you were pointing out from Mishnah Berurah, it doesn't seem that you need to do that. Yeah, maybe like, just forget about it. Yeah, that's a good point. That's a valid point. I never thought of that. Yeah, it's true. Maybe like, let, what's the expression in English? Let. Don't know. That. Yeah, like, let it, just let, yeah, that, yeah. So anyway, that's, I just want to point out from Shmuel, it seems like you don't need to do that. Say, hey. Betfilas Mincha Erev Yom Kippur. On Tfilas Mincha before Yom Kippur, we mentioned earlier that you need to do vidui. Now, the Shulchan Aruch teaches us that we are choisem bevidui shachreo. You do not need to be choisem, don't make an ending to the vidui which is said then. What is that? So Mishnah Berurah explains that what's going on over here in Sifkot and Tezvov. He says, Betfilas Mincha Erev Yom Kippur, laafuke, to exclude medas from the opinion of Rashi, the Sfirlei holds, the concha vidui somech latfilah yochel achtoim, that there is an appropriate bracha. After saying vidui, you make a bracha, holds Rashi. But we don't paskin like that. We don't make that bracha at all. We don't make a bracha after vidui. We don't make a bracha of bochato Hashem, okay, la salchon. So the Shulchan Aruch teaches us we don't paskin like that opinion of Rashi, who holds that you make a bracha. It's true. That's the emphasis. The Mishnah Berurah actually does say that later on. So the question is well taken. Why did he mention that over here? So he says, because this simon is discussing that particular point. But that's exactly what the Mishnah Berurah is asking. Mamshel, like your question. Continues the Ramah. Ven shliach tzibur machzir avidu b'mincha. Ramah teaches us over here that the shliach tzibur chazan doesn't go over the vidui b'mincha. Right? We know that. It's only in the Kwai Shemana Esra that we say vidui on Erev Yom Kippur. The Chazan doesn't go over vidui at all. And the Mispal Shemana Esra Kibashayim is an absolutely regular Shemana Esra Mincha as usual. We do not say Avinu Malkeinu by Mincha. We certainly don't say Tachnun either. Say it off. Yeah, when it's Erev Shabbos by Yom Kippur is on Shabbos, we will then say, I'm sure by Shachis, yeah, we'll be by Minch as well, I believe, yeah. Yeah, I think you're right. I'm just forgetting it now, but I think so, yeah. Yeah. Do we? I think we do. Avinu Malkeinu, when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, then we will say Avinu Malkeinu by Shachis. What was that? Banopa Mincha. Banopa Mincha. Yeah, I think I have a stick of blank, yeah. Kol HaKol, says Sivov. This is now an interesting Sif over here. This is something which Shulchan Aruch tells us to do, and it comes from Ariel, and it's brought down in all the Achronim and all the Poskim, but for some reason, I don't know if you know anybody keeping this Shulchan Aruch. Let's just see first. Kol HaKol, the entire community, Loikim Malkus. They get lashes. Lashes. Arboim, 40, which really means 39. Lashes. Achat filas mincha after mincha. People queue up to get lashes. Shemitoich kach, through that, yiten liboy, he puts in his heart, loshuv to return, me averus shebiyota, he returns to Hashem from the averus that he has done. Lashes. Mishnah Berurah explains, in Sifkoten, Yudches, shemitoich kach, the be'emes ein malkus moil bizman hazeh. Really, it's not a real malkus. It's not a real malkus from a Beis Din. They ain't no smuchin because the power of the Beis Din is very limited nowadays. We got in chiyuv malkus, and additionally also, nobody has got real obligation to get lashes nowadays. The leka asa, because there is no real genuine asa. Elo oisin kach, the reason why we do that, shemitoich kach yoshuv, because like this makes a person do tshuva. It's a way of encouraging and encouraging tshuva. A person gets lashes, he's likely to do tshuva. let me just go through the details, and I'm going to be asking the question, how come that people don't really do that nowadays? But let's see what the details of this is. Venoagu, the Emma says, have you ever seen anybody doing it? There is some people, there is. I mean, I know one individual, but... Oh, you've seen people get lashed on the Avion Kippur?
Yeah. Years ago, I was like 15.
Though. Right, and you saw it actually, right. There is people who do it. You saw it in Gold Screen? Yeah. Yeah, I know one particularly. Sometimes, but nowadays, I think people who do it, there's no queuing up in shul. Not really queuing up in shul, but they do it on a side room. But yes, some people do it. Let's see what the halacha is if a person does do it. V'noagu, the custom is shanilke oima, v'duim b'shar shanilke. The person who gets malchus, gets the lashes, he will say vidui during the lashes. And v'amalke oima, and the person who gets the lashes, oima, he says, v'urachu michaper ovoin, shloisha pa'omim, which is three times he says that, shem lam etes tevus, which is exactly 39 letters. So it works out just right. Kenegi lam etes makas, against the 39 lashes. So for every word, v'hu, and then you get a lash, rachum, and then another one. You say that three times. You say that three times, you're going to end up 39 lashes. And the custom is to make it has to be a thin strap, which is like shoelace type of thickness. The only reckless is calling the Malchus, because it's not genuine Malchus, it's not genuine lashes, it's just a remembrance for Malchus. Vikach Ritzua Shel Egel, but the material should be, it's true, the thickness should be rather thin, but the material should be from Egel, should be from a calf. Al Derech Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Yoda Shoir Kenev, the Pasuk says that even an ox knows its creator, and we sometimes tend to forget who created us. So that's the remes for that is the eagle, the calf. That's what we use a calf. You're a shoy kaneum. Vanilke, and the person who does get the lashes, lo yamut, you should not stand, velo yeshev, and you should not sit. Rakmute, you should lean forward. Ponov, let's offline. His face should go towards the north, v'achoyrov, and his back, ledorim, to the south. That's the halachas with regards to lashes. Now I'm going to be asking you, why is it that people don't, it's not very common. I think we all agree that, although some of us have seen it, but why is it not common nowadays? And this is really interesting. I saw one of the contemporary poets come say, I don't understand it. This is something which is brought down from the earliest authorities, the Maril. It's brought down in the Maril already, one of the very early authorities, right all the way down, Shulchan Aruch, Ramah, Mishneh Berurah, Magen Avraham, Noyse Kelim. Everybody seems to bring it down. But for some reason, 2014... how many people do it? It's just really, really bizarre. It really is mind-boggling. People don't seem to do it. Why not?
So what's the whole point?
The point of it is that if you get lashes, you're going to... You think about it, yourself, really, I deserve this. You know, it's a very humbling experience. You know, I should really do better than that. You know, there's nothing like a good patch, they say. You know, it's a tshuva. It adds to a person's... He'll feel accordingly, you know. He'll feel accordingly.
We'll be happy to take the job.
Huh? They'll be happy to take the job. Yeah, yeah, and vice versa, I suppose. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. But you know, it wouldn't be particularly painful. You wouldn't be like after it's in agony because you're using a thin strap. It is leather. It is out of. But it is a thin. The idea is not to after it's come out.
Who's doing it?
You want to have a go? Yeah. It's true that there was a problem that in some shuls that the Rav or the Rebbe or the Talmud Chochem who would be leading the shul or the Dayan, he would want to be, he was makbid in it. And at one particular place that he couldn't find anybody who wanted to do it on him. He wanted to do it, as the Shulchan Aruch teaches and Ramah says he should do, but he couldn't find anybody who did it for him. Who wants to give lashes to a Rav? Yeah, there's a limit to everything. So I know one particular place you couldn't find anybody to do that, but all that, so it's a bit of a problem because all Shulchan Aruch Yidins, why is it not happening? Any suggestions?
I think people can't take it seriously. It's not actually going to help the way that it's supposed to help.
Very interesting that it defeats the purpose type of thing.
And I think there's a lot of emphasis on Chitzonius.
Ah, that's very interesting.
And I think that you don't want to do that.
Chitzonius.
I got tumor now, I got lashes.
I feel better now about it. Very interesting. I saw something similar, Taka, in the Moshe Mochi Kaab. Taka writes that nowadays, very similar to what you're saying, it would be a bit of a joke. You wouldn't be taken seriously. You could take a picture step, then the back there's going to be a couple of guys who are going to laugh about it. and they're going to make fun of it. You can just picture it. So some say that that might be the reason. Nowadays, the generation, which is so weak, and we don't take anything seriously, and we're not, well, just so, you know, like everything is wishy-washy type of thing, that a generation like that, better not do it than to do it in an not appropriate way. That's one approach, which is very much what you are pointing out. An additional approach that I saw, which is also interesting, I saw that someone has said that we find in Halacha that Erev Yom Kippur is, to a large extent, like a Yom Tov. We found that it's a bit Yom Tov dik, right? You know, the Suda, and we find that it's a Yom Tov to a certain extent. And therefore, I'm going to say that we are machmir with regards to the Yom Tov atmosphere, and therefore, because of that, so true, admittedly, it's against the Shulchan Aruch.
It doesn't answer why we don't do it today. The question is,
right,
do it today.
Right, right. I very much hear what you're saying. The answer will be that we are machmir, we're machmir on that. We want to still keep the Yom Tov atmosphere, and which is, again, you're right, it's against the Shulchan Aruch. It's either way going to be against the Shulchan Aruch. But at least over here, you've got a chumrah as well as a kola.
So, how would it have started originally anyway?
It definitely, for hundreds of years, people used to do it. There's no doubt about it.
I'm saying if we consider it as a bit of a sort of semi-yontif era.
So why would this be? That's true. So the answer for that will be that there is probably Kehillahs and Mesoiras and traditions that probably never used to do it. I can't pinpoint which Mesoira. I don't know if the Sfadim maybe did or didn't. I'm not sure. I don't know if the Kavachayim Ben Ishchai. I don't know how they. But maybe those particular communities that always had the mistake of not doing that, could be that that was their approach. As opposed to according to Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, this is not really an understanding. Yeah.
Based on your second approach, it makes sense really that back in previous generations, people were taka frightened from Yom Kippur. They were really stressed out, and they took it so seriously that they were, you know, people used to fake when they did their Shabbos Mavarach and for Elul.
Yeah.
So, you know, every Yom Kippur, they'd be incredibly trembling.
Yeah.
And that's not the case anymore.
Now very good. That's right, yeah. Anymore. Yeah, you just reminded me of two incidents. One is that the two stories which I witnessed myself. One was that I asked Rabbi Aryeh Finkel, who's Mashgiach of Mir Yeshiva. He's a real tzaddik, Rabbi Aryeh Finkel. And I asked him once, it's really interesting. I used to eat as a bochur, I used to eat, and very, very often I used to eat by him Shabbos Suda. And I asked him once, it's really interesting that nowadays people are not so scared of Elul and Yosh Shoni Yom Kippur. It's really interesting, as opposed to previous generation. And he tells me, that's interesting. I will never forget that. I said, this is interessant. He tells me, it's interessant. It's a disaster, he says. It's a disaster. that's one thing. And then another thing which you just reminded me now as well is that I spoke once to a very, very, very old Yid. He must be very close to 100. And I spoke to him, must be about 10 years ago. He was then already, you know, a young man. And then I asked him, he remembered very, very clearly from before the war. He was married before the war. I mean, I asked him, is it true that people took Elul much more seriously in previous generations? Or is that just a myth? Tell me the truth. You know, I'm not talking about tzaddikim and gdolim, rabbonim, dayanim. The average balabos, is it true that on Elul, there would be a difference between... Tell me the truth. And he said, there's absolutely no doubt about it. People were much more serious about this than nowadays. He said, there's no doubt about it. He said, people, you can see the general, an average balabos who take Elul much more seriously than nowadays. Isn't that interesting? He said, there's no doubt about it. Yeah. Yeah, anyway, let's continue with the bottom of the Ramah. V'yom kippurim eino mechapa. Yom Kippur is not mechapa. Wow. Elo al hashovim hamaminim bekaparosoi. Yom Kippur only works. The kapor of Yom Kippur, the atonement of Yom Kippur only works. Al hashovim, people who return. Hamaminim, who believe bekaparosoi. In the power of Yom Kippur. If you don't believe in the power of Yom Kippur, it's not going to work. If you don't believe that it works, it doesn't work. Aval hamavayed boy, somebody who kicks it, umechashe beli boy, and thinks in his heart, ma moili Yom Kippur zeh, what does Yom Kippur help me? Eino mechapeloi, it will not help. Sounds like a musa, but it's mamash halocha. It's mamash halocha. When I was young, I had a kash over here. My kash was that if this is true, that you have to believe in the power of Yom Kippur, why is it that we learned at the beginning of the shir, 2 seifim ago, we learned that you're allowed to do tshuva on averas that have passed already? If kapara really works, then Yom Kippur really works. We just learned a few minutes ago that you're allowed to do tshuva on previous years' averes. Why can you? Why can you? Years ago I asked this kasha once. Any answers? Loi kasha, you're right, but why not?
It's a great kasha.
Yeah?
This we were talking about after Yom Kippur. You believe that before Yom Kippur started, so then
it's like last year's
thing.
You see that since it's last year's
thing, it's like the question is, oh, now you're saying that you don't do the last year's.
Yeah. If I'm asking for kapor again, I'm asking for tshuva again. Must be that yes, last year didn't work. So why? So that's cool. That's what we're learning now. You're not allowed to. What do you think?
Maybe it didn't work last year. Maybe you weren't sincere enough last year.
Yeah, but that was it. If you don't believe in the kapor of, if you don't believe in the kapor, that's.
You believe it.
Oh, I see. That's what it means. You believed it then, so it.
Now.
You're looking back, you're saying that, you know, the tshuva that I did last year, it wasn't quite right. That's a good approach, then. A little different levels of tshuva, maybe.
You know,
yeah?
It's not
what's that? On the. Yeah? Additional level, yeah. Right. Could be. What do you think?
Just show you the shame how Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Rahman. First of all, he let you live another year.
Yeah.
And maybe you had more schuyot.
More schuyot.
In the end, you were like the Rambam said, you know, you had just a bit more.
I have a partial answer, which I appreciate is only a partial answer, which is the word Hamavad boy, Mechashib Biliboy, Mamoil Li Yom Kippur Zeh. Hamavad means somebody who kicks. It's like, I don't believe the power of Yom Kippur at all. I don't believe in it at all. I don't believe in Yom Kippur at all. So that's what we're talking about over here, that Yom Kippur doesn't help. The person over here that wants to tshuva over, he believes that Kapor works. He does believe. He's not kicking Yom Kippur. But he just feels, chatosi l'neg di somit. He just feels, he can't get rid of the averes that he still feels, that averes that I've done, you know, they were, yes, Kapor does work. It's not that he doesn't believe in Kapor, but he wants to approach the Bnei Shalom for that again. He feels that, chatosi l'neg di somit. The sin is, as far as I'm concerned, I know the power of the Rebbeinu Shlodom, there is kapora there, but as far as I'm concerned, I still want to mention that. Chatos in the neck, this omit. That's not Hamavayit. It's not Hamavayit. It doesn't kick away. It's different. Yeah, that's as far as that is concerned. Right. Okay, now, Simon Tofresh Ches Seif Aleph. Say the Sudam Afseke. So here there is, this Simon is blessed with some key concepts, which is true for the whole of Shulchan Aruch. One of them is the Sif Aleph, which discusses the concept of Ben Hashmosh, which is the following: Oichlein umafsikin koinen Ben Hashmoshes. You eat and you amafsik, you interrupt, you stop eating koinen Ben Hashmoshes before Ben Hashmoshes. So tzoich lehoisif mechoil el hakodesh. You need to add from choil. You have to add. Chol ala kodesh on kodesh. I'm going to explain that in a minute. But toisefes ze, and this toisefes is addition. Ein lo shir. There's no shir to it. There's no measure to it. Elo koinim ben hashmoshes must be before ben hashmoshes. Shizmanu 1,500 amah, 1,500 amas koinim alal before the night. Toich lohisim mechol ala kodesh. Ma'at ohabe. Need to add ma'at a little bit ohabe. So this is basically what it says over here. If you don't mind, can I show this? Okay. Can I ask you to read it? Is that okay? Say the Zman Ben Hashmoshes. Is that visible? Yeah, is that okay? I made a bit of a. Is that Zman Ben Hashmoshes?
Twilight period.
Okay. So this is over here the concept of Ben Hashmoshes, which is mamash a concept which is applies for really the whole Shulchan Aruch. Okay. There is time of the day which is considered certainly Vadai, definite day. Okay, this is over here. Then there is something which is called definite night. Which is over here. Between definite day and definite night, there is the time of the day which is called Bein Hashmoshes. Bein Hashmoshes, which is this period over here. Bein Hashmoshes, I call to all your opinions, and that's the key point. Bein Hashmoshes, can somebody read the time? Can you read it? Yeah, I'm sorry, I know my handwriting is not very legible, but...
The time it takes to walk 1,500 obs.
Yeah, which is...
Which is 855 meters.
Or
could be down to 720 meters, which is 13 and a half minutes.
Okay, good. Everybody agrees, and that's right across, that everybody agrees that Bein Hashmoshes is 1,500 amas walk. How long does it take 1,500 amas walk? According to the halacha, it takes 13 and a half minutes to walk that distance. Now, somebody who has got mathematical mind, and I'm embarrassed, I can't work it out myself, I'm sure somebody will be able to work out how many miles or kilometers per hour this is. Because we know the distance is 1,500 amas, so according to Reb Chaim Non Chaznish, it's either 855 or 702 meters, and it's 13 and a half minutes. So I'm sure you will be able to work it out.
Miles is about half a mile.
Right, and 13 and a half minutes is 13 and a half minutes. Does that make sense? Is that slow walking? Slow walking? Is that extremely slow walking? Is that...
It's about usually 20 minutes.
It's meant to be fairly slow because you're talking about quite a distance. You're probably going to slow down.
It's slow, but it's not.
Okay. So the mindset, that's all it is. It's 13 and a half minutes. Everybody agrees that this is certain Vaday day. Everybody agrees this is Vaday night. But in between, there's 13 and a half minutes, which is not considered day, and it's not considered night. It's something in between. We know for all the halachas, which are night mitzvahs, such as what's a night mitzvah, for instance? I mean, kiyashma, or what else is a night mitzvah? Eating in the sukkah first night, matzah the first night. You can't do them Bein Hashmoshes, because that might be day. Similarly, all the mitzvahs are by day, such as, since it's a bit of a, let's try another one. No, you're right, but the example is not. Lulav, Shofar, those mitzvahs, you must do them dafke during the day, because Bein Hashmoshes, it might be already night. So you for sure won't be able to do them with bracha anymore. So this is the period of Bein Hashmoshes. Everybody agrees that this is 13 and a half minutes. Now where these 13 and a half minutes lie, that is a very famous machloikas, which is generally called machloikas gon Rabbeinu Tam. That means that we work the way we work, but I'm going to finish over here. I don't want to go over time, but the way we work is that we call this the Shkia over here. This is according to the Goyim, according to the Vilna Gaon as well. We call this over here the Shkia. So you've got after 13 and a half minutes is Bein Hashmoshes, and after 13 and a half minutes, you're going to add a few minutes, which I don't go into that, and then it's going to be Vaday night. So that's when it's really Nacht. That's when Yerushalayimers, the Pushim, the Talmidim of the Gaon, they have really, 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 after Shkia, 18 minutes after Shkia, it's going to be considered night. Now, you're not going to find many people actually going to do Melochas at that time, but really, 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 Matzah Shabbos, really, that's really what that opinion holds. The Rabbeinu Tam, the Chassidim go the other way around. They start the other end. They say that Nacht is certainly, Rabbeinu Tam, he said that Nacht is after 72 minutes. Wherever 72 minutes coming from, but they work back the Shkia. But Shkia is, we know, Shulchan Aruch Gemara teach that Shkia is 13 and a half minutes. So if nightfall is 72 minutes after Shkia, then you're going to have Bein Hashmoshes is 72 minutes minus 13 and a half minutes. So you're going to be basically how many minutes? 58 and a half minutes after Shkia. After our Shkia, for 58 and a half minutes, according to the Chassidim, it's still day. And this explains why the Chassidim will still do many things like that, because according to them, it's true that Bein Hashmoshes can only be 13 and a half minutes. And consequently, if they hold Rabbeinu Tam is Nacht, so 13 and a half minutes before that is Bein Hashmoshes, and before that, it's going to be Vaday day. And that's where it comes from. But that we're going to be rediscussing and explore that a bit further. This is... According to most poskim, it's international. This it doesn't make not really. Not really. Really, 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 to be very honest, everybody agrees to that. We're going to have a nacht, which is, say, 50 minutes after Shkia, or say, 45 minutes after Shkia, and really, Ben Hashmosh is at this time. Nobody's going to be makel that after Shkia, that we are, the mice, we are machme, and we're going to be stretching the Shkia a little bit, but it's just Betegas Chumra, and it's not really, 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 because really, 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 Ben Hashmosh is 13.5 minutes. Yeah, but we don't really go with that. Okay, I'm going to stop over here.